G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, says love is not self-seeking. So often when we get angry with others, it's because we are looking after number one. If someone cuts in on us in their car and there's been no accident, what are we so upset about? That they have overtaken us? That they are in front of us? The same thing happens when someone gets served before us that shouldn't have been in a shop. All our indignation rises up. But if we are not self-seeking, if we seek the interest of others as much as we seek our own, we would not get angry. I remember an illustration from a long time ago, so I will use it today. If a bowl of fruit is passed round and some of the fruit is perfect and some of it is bruised, the first Christian that is passed a bowl of fruit should take a damaged piece so that others may have the perfect fruit. The opposite of being self-seeking is being generous. So be generous with your time. If someone asks you for a lift when you'd rather be reading a book, say yes to them. Invite people round for meals. You don't have to do a fancy meal. Most people are coming round for the company anyway. The Bible says that God puts single people in families, but he requires you families to ask single people round. So go on, be generous with your food and your time. Invite someone to join you and your family next time you go to the cinema or out for a walk. It's hard being single, spending every weekend on your own. With a little thought and minimum effort, you can make a huge difference. If you tithe, God allows you to keep 90% of your money. So make sure you remember that it really all belongs to him. Be generous with it.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.